Excerpt from Mahmud's diary, May 27th, New York. More than 1,000 people assembled at the Metropolitan Temple in the afternoon to hear the master. Dr. Hill, one of the ministers previously mentioned, stood and said, "We are honored at this occasion by the presence of a distinguished guest who is the representative of universal peace. His fame has spread throughout the East and the West. Humanity has reaped great benefits from his teachings. Such an august personage deserves a genuine and sincere reception. Past ages necessitated the formation of nations, but the present time requires a unity among the existing nations. I am greatly honored to introduce you to the founder and promoter of this universal peace and harmony. Mr. Frederick Lynch, the author of the book International Peace and an active member of the peace movement, stood and said, "Since the arrival of Abdu'l-Bahá in America, I have had the honor of hearing and meeting him several times. I have read with great interest his speeches and addresses in the newspapers. My ardent wish is that I may see here, too, the great impact of his teachings and the influence of his manifest sign. I was present at the peace conference at Lake Mohonk and had the pleasure of listening to the most remarkable address given there. The principles of his teachings, as given in that address, are the oneness of humanity, universal peace, and the unity of religions. All his talks vibrate with the spirit of these principles, and their influence is felt by all. How I welcome this dear person whose presence has inspired the minds and hearts of the Americans. He receives inspiration from the breaths of the Holy Spirit. His spirit is infinite, unlimited, and eternal. I am delighted to have been invited to this great occasion and to have the opportunity publicly to express my heartfelt testimony." Abdu'l-Bahá then stood and spoke on the subject of the fatherhood of God and the oneness of humanity. The greatest proof of the majesty and power of the covenant of God was the talk given by Rabbi Silverman, which followed the Master's talk. Previously, he had been opposed to the cause and argued against it, but from the moment he came into the presence of the Master, he was transformed and became entirely humble. Rabbi Silverman said, "We have seen today the light with our own eyes. We are accustomed to seeing the sun rise from the east, so we no longer regard it as a miracle. Spiritual light, too, has always shone from the east upon the west. The world is in need of this light, and we too are in need of this life-giving light. The fountainhead of this light has today spoken to us. This great personage, with a pure heart and chaste spirit, has attracted the hearts of the Americans and has made them his captivating lovers. His love and teachings have made a great impression upon the hearts and minds. The outward forms of religions are like shells, while the teachings and love are like unto the kernel. We need the shell so that the kernel may be protected. O people, distinguish between the shell and the kernel, the reality and the form. As stated by this respected prophet, we must not err in distinguishing the light from the lamp."